Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech der Shkalim, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Now, we're going to learn later, it was a several-step process, how this was done. We already know that it was three times a year they came and they took Shkalim out to buy Karbanas Sibur. When they took the Shkalim out, we learned in the previous Mishnah, they put them into baskets. What about the leftover Shkalim? We're going to see later what they were used for. After you took the Shkalim out and put them into baskets, the Shkalim underneath were covered with certain blankets. So every shekel had to go to where it had to go. And everybody was mekayim the mitzvah of machzis ha-shekel, even if your coin didn't wind up in the basket where it bought karbanas sibur. You brought your machzis ha-shekel, you put it into the box, it was brought to the base of Mikdash, you were yaitzi, your chayv. However, Rabban Gamliel and his family, they were the nasi, and they felt that they were privileged to a certain schus. And the schus was that their machzis ha-shekels shouldn't wind up in the leftover machzis ha-shekels that were used for different things, but they should go into the basket, and those coins should be used for the purchase of Karbanas Sibur. Okay, so how does that work? I mean, everybody puts their machza shekel into a box. The box is emptied into the lishka, the special room. The toirein lifts the coins from the special room, puts them into baskets. So how can we figure out that Rav Gamliel's coin should go straight into the basket? Zuck the Mishnah. Masech the Shkalim, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Shall base Rav Gamliel, each member of Rav Gamliel's house. Some hold it means that a shliach came from Rav Gamliel's house with all of the machzah shekels, but either way, haya nichnas would enter, the shikloi bein etzbiyasa, and the shekel was between his fingers. They couldn't keep it in a pocket because you weren't allowed to have pockets. So it had to be in his hand. Why was it mamish between his fingers? The Meiri says you can aim better that way. The zarkai lefnei atayim, they would throw it in front of the Torim. The Torim is the person whose job was to lift the Shkalim and put them into the baskets. The HaTorim, and this person, Mischavein, he would purposely make sure that V'doichafei L'kupa, that he can push it into the basket. So how exactly it happened? Some say that he aimed directly for the basket, and in case he missed, the Torim pushed it in. Some say it landed in the pile with the other coins, but he was able to keep an eye on it and immediately push those coins together with the other coins that he was taking straight into the basket. But one way or another, there was an arrangement here to make sure that Gamliel's coins go into those baskets that are going to be the frontline use of Machzis HaShekel, used for Karbanas Sibur. Vayter zakta Mishnah, Ein HaTorim Torim, the one who's taking out the coins to put them into the basket, Ein ha-toidim toidim, he would not separate or lift those coins. Achi yoimelem, until he would say, or rather ask, Etraim, should I do it now? Vein amrim lo, yes, Etraim. And the way the Batanur learns, he would ask again, Etraim, and they would say, Etraim, Etraim, should I lift the coins now? Yes, Etraim, take them out, put them in the basket. Shalosh pa'amim, this was done three times. The Batanur says that often, when there was like a public thing, and Chazal wanted to make sure everything is done, and that everyone should see everything is done according to how Chazal said to do it, they would repeat it three times. We find that by the cutting of the Omer. We find it also by the mitzvah of Chalitza, where Chalitza Noel is repeated three times. Okay, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that Beis Rabban Gamliel wanted to make sure that their Machzis HaShekel went into the basket and was used for the Karbanas Sibur, as opposed to the leftover Shkalim, that didn't make it into the basket, that we use for a different Sarchit Sibur, but not Mamish, for the frontline need of Machzis HaShekel. So they would come in the last minute with the Shekel between their fingers and throw it in front of the Tayrim, in front of the person who was scooping up the Shkalim to put it into the basket. He made sure that it went into the basket, and we also learned in the Mishnah that there was a process. The person who took out the shkalim would say, should I? Etraim, and they would answer, Etraim, and this was repeated three times.